الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. There is a very famous ayat of the Quran Sharif which almost every Muslim knows also, and the translation is also known by everyone. But the normal translation we make is correct, but it's not complete. The complete translation by the teachings of our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahumullah, Hazrat said, according to Arabic grammar, this is what is called a nominal sentence. And also the verb that is used is mudari, which shows on continuity. So the complete translation is that all the time Allah Ta'ala and all the time Allah's Malaika are sending durood, salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah commands the believers that you also send durood and salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, so Allah Ta'ala is sending durood. So what is the meaning of Allah sending salawat and durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? At the outset, we all can understand that Allah does not do it as an act of ibadat, worship. Whose worship, whose ibadat must Allah do? Allah is ma'bud, Allah is only worship. Na'uzubillah, Allah doesn't worship anyone. So what is the meaning of the durood of Allah Ta'ala? It has got a twofold meaning. Before that, this is one act of sending durood which we as human beings can be also synchronized with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is also sending durood. Allah is sending us, telling us, and we also should be sending durood. Allah doesn't make namaz. Allah doesn't keep roza. Allah doesn't give zakat. But durood Allah sends. And we are also commanded to send durood. So, and the meaning of Allah Ta'ala's durood is twofold. One is that continuously Allah is sending His rahmat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the meaning of salawat, rahmat-e khassa, the very special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And they are continuously coming down on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like we have the Victoria Falls, the Niagara Falls. If a person goes and visit there and is at a great distance from the falls, but his clothes get wet with the water, the splashes of water come so much that you have to wear a raincoat in order that your clothes don't get wet. So yeah, when going to Rawza-e Mubarak and in the same way to Baytullah Sharif, we don't have to wear a raincoat to save ourselves from the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, but we have to take off our raincoat of gunas, and so that freely Allah's rahmat can splash on us also. If a person does not go without taking off his raincoat of gunas, he goes with his gunas, the rahmat is coming down, but he won't get a share from there, because he has covered himself with his gunas. Therefore, whenever going for Hajj, Umrah, first make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and take off this raincoat of gunas. Now when Allah's rahmat is coming down, every person will get a full share, and then we will find a great change in coming in our lives. Otherwise, many hajis and people going for Umrah go without namaz in their lives also, and without beards also, without sunnah dressing, and they come back also in the same way, because Allah's rahmat did not come on them. They covered themselves with their raincoat of gunas. The second meaning of Allah's rahmat coming down, Allah sending salawat on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made your zikr very high, your remembrance, we have made it very high. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam at that time was sitting on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat that Allah has made my remembrance very high? The Sahaba, who had a lot of respect and adab, they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul know more better. Then Allah sent the meaning of this ayat with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and what a beautiful tafsir that which Allah Himself had made. And what was that tafsir? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ Zukirta Ma'iya. Oh my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I've made this arrangement that whenever I will be remembered, that is Allah Ta'ala, I've made the arrangement that you will be also remembered with me. So if we just have to consider a few things in the world, the sun, the first place it rises in the world is in Fiji Islands. About 1 hour before sunrise, Fajr Azan takes place in Fiji Islands. And when that Adhan takes place, every Adhan has to have in it Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, as we heard in the Adhan now also. And Adhan will never be complete without Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. And then about 6 hours later, Fajr Azan starts in Perth, Malaysia, Indonesia, in these countries. And at that time, Zohar Azan starts in Fiji Islands. And about after some time, when Asr Azan starts, when Fajr Azan starts in Africa, in the Middle East and these countries, or rather first in India, Pakistan, Southeast India, then Asr Azan starts in Fiji Island. And when Fajr Azan starts in Africa, Middle East and Europe, then there Maghrib Azan starts. And when Fajr Azan starts in America, Isha on the East Coast, and on the West Coast, the next day's Fajr starts in Fiji Islands. So due to geographical differences, every single moment, there are millions of Azans carrying on in the world. For example, Cairo, how many Azans? Karachi, Kuala Lumpur, all these countries, how many masjids, how many azans, how many people are replying to the azan? Every azan, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person is born, adhan is given in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. And your whole life, from morning, you hear Fajr azan, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul. When you wake up, you read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the whole day also, from morning to night, all the time, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. So Allah has made the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the durood which Allah is sending on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. And the farishtas, the angels, are also sending all the time durood. What is the meaning of the durood of the angels? They are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. And we know any person who knows the good qualities of anyone, of anything, he does not have to be told, automatically he's in the praises of that person. For example, your new cell phone, you got the latest model, you are showing it to all your friends, family members, see what and what this cell phone can do, what applications they are, what they are. Your new motor car, you're going to take delivery of your Mercedes Benz on Friday, top of the range, you don't have to be told, you are cleaning the garage, you are putting a carpet in the garage also. I'm getting my Mercedes, I'm receiving automatically. So had we also known the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shouldn't have to be told to read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif should be an automatic thing on our tongue. The malaika, angels who are fully aware, they are all the time in the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's position, which Allah Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, that وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have made your remembrance very high. Your deen, your personality, your person, what to say about that? And when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, oh Allah, oh my Nabi, your character, your akhlaq, is the Most High, and you are the distributor of good character. When Allah, you have got the franchise of good character. When Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you but as a complete embodiment of mercy for all the realms. So what is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? A great lover of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allama Busayri, whose Qasida Burda Sharif is very famous, and we all enjoy listening to it also. In there, amongst the very many poems, he says, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in whose being we hope that Allah will Allah will forgive us. We intercede by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wal habibu alladhi turja shafa'atuhu min kulli hawlin muqtahimi. Of all the future difficulties and hardships that will come by the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will make this easy for us. And very, very interesting, one person just sent me an email this morning that the lock on the tomb of Nabi on the Rozai Mubarak, this very poem is written on that lock. هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ مِنْ كُلِّ حَوْلٍ مِنَ الْأَحْوَالِ مُقْتَحِمِ. And also very sad, it's written there, and for centuries it is written. But the Salafis who are there, they deny the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can they deny it when it's written there, and for centuries it is written on the lock in the inside? From outside we can't see it. Those people who go inside, on the lock of the actual Rosa, where you enter into the Rosa, this beautiful poem is written there. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another poem he says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has surpassed all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam as far as physical features also are concerned. He was the most handsome, more handsome than Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam also, which Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi, he says that وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدُ قَتْتُ لَمْ تَرَى قَتْتُ عَيْنِي. More handsome than you, O my Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, my eyes has not seen anyone else. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. No woman has ever given birth to somebody more beautiful than what you are. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free of any fault. If we look in the mirror, we might think, my nose is too big, too small, my eyes are too big, small, my complexion is not right, my ears are too big. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was created perfect in every way. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though how you wanted to be made, Allah made you like that. So handsome was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyway, the malaika are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then Allah addresses the believers who are the friends of Allah. All the believers, Allah says in the Quran, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. And a true friend is he who desires not only the good, but the best for his friend. For example, if we know that butter is going cheap in Checkers, see the phone calls that start going around. Quickly go and buy butter. Butter is going very cheap. Because we want the people to say, petrol price is going up. We quickly start phoning one another. Don't forget to fill up. Though it's just a mere 40 cents a liter, it is quite a bit, but we are all concerned about it. So Allah, who his true friends, he's telling them of the greatest business and the greatest profit you can make in the world. So Allah says, and also we know of many types of business. We know there's a furniture business. We know there's the share market. We know you get a franchise of Mercedes. You get the franchise of anything else. Many types of businesses. But if we don't know there is a business of sending durood also. And this, you don't need any capital really. You don't need anyone to give you the franchise. You don't know no terms and conditions apply. Nothing whatsoever. And the reward reward of it, there is nothing in the world that can compare with the reward of Durood Sharif. In my limited knowledge, that for example, for one Durood that you send, and one Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What difficulty is it to read that? But you get in return, 70 you get returns. One of them is that the minute you send Durood, Allah sends 10 Durood's on you. We send one Durood with our dirty mouth, dirty heart and dirty mind. We know how filthy we are. Allah's Durood's are pure. Allah sends 10 Durood's on you. We send one salam, Allah sends 10 salams on you. And Allah's salamity, if it comes, and no doubt, try it. Read Durood Sharif abundantly and see how smoothly our life goes. Today, every day we got a problem, financial problem, problem with the boss, problem with the workers, problem in our health, problem with the wife, all the time problems. If we get salamity, a piece of reassurance from Allah, our life will go smooth. So read Durood Sharif. For every Durood, Allah can send 10 times peace of reassurance upon you. Every Durood we read, Allah raises our position by 10, is already 30. Every Durood we read, Allah adds 10 good deeds to our record of Amal, 40. And every 10 that we read, Allah removes 10 sins, 50 already. For every Durood that we read, Allah Ta'ala, 10 angels make dua for you. If you get the dua of one angel, it's more than enough for you. But 10 angels make dua for you. Every Durood you read, you get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. 70, if you bought for a million and you sold for 70 million. And no overheads in there. No salaries to pay. No water and lights to see to. Nothing. Net profit. And not only that it is net profit, it will be, you don't have to go and deposit. It's already deposited for you. And it's with you wherever you go in the world. It will be with you at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and forever with you in Jannah. What a great business of sending Durood Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that Durood, when a person reads Durood Sharif, it is as though he's standing between two Kareem. Kareem is a being that is very, very compassionate, very kind, very merciful. You are standing between two such people. Sometimes if we make our namaz and we stand between two pious people, how happy don't we feel? This is as though, remember the words as though, that the minute you say Allahumma, as though Allah is right by you on the one side. Salli is your work, you are sending durood. Ala Muhammad, it is as though you are between Allah and between Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who is between Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can ever any problem come to that person? This is the great act of sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. The rewards of it comes in a hadith sharif. Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah. The person who will be the closest to me on the day of qiyamah, aktharuhum alayya salatan, are those people who used to send the most durood salawat on me. So there is no, you don't need a CV for this. You don't need a job description. You don't need qualifications. Any and every person, it is up to him how many duroods he want to send. And who is going to send the most durood will be the most beloved by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most closest. For this the ulama have given three interpretations. One of them is that you will be the closest, that is on the terrible, horrible day of the qiyamah, when the sun will be just overhead. Now the sun is about 150 million kilometers away from us. It just comes little closer during this December period for us in the southern hemisphere, and we can't take the heat. Put on the fan, put on the aircon, I take out the kurta, it's too hot. We feel so hot. Qiyamah day, it will be just above our heads. What will be the condition? And at the bottom, if anyone, sometimes we walk on the beach sand when it's so hot, and how your legs burn at the bottom. And if you ever had to walk on some rocks, hot rocks, how it burns on the day of Qiyamah will be melting copper and you'll have to stand there. Those who read durood, and the more you read, the more closer you will be by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you'll be like in a wonderful aircon place. Wonderful, cool and calm. You'll have no problem just by reading durood sharif. The second meaning of durood, that you will be loved the most by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more any person reads durood, the more Allah's Rasul will love. And if you get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what else do we need in this world? And just by reading durood, which you don't have to get, your throat won't get dry. You won't get tired. It's not a outlay of a big capital or anything. You don't have to work out so many feasibility tests and get approval from this government office and from that government office. Nothing. Anyone can read durood and you will have the most love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third meaning is that you will get the person who reads the most durood will get the most intercession, sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every one of us is going to need the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is written that one person who lived a very, very sinful life, and he knew for himself he is destined for Jahannam. He didn't do any good whatsoever. And when his actions were weighed in the scale on the day of Qiyamah, his actions of guna, of sin, that pen went right down very heavy, lot of gunas. And his pen of good deeds was right on, no good deeds he did. Suddenly he sees a young, handsome man coming and puts a small piece of paper in his scale of good deeds. He says, and that scale with that pen goes right down, so heavy that this pen that was so heavy just now starts flying in the air. It is so light because of that side being so heavy. So he asks, "Who are you? And you saved my life for eternity. Now I'm going to Jannah. And what did you put in my pen of good deeds that made it so heavy?" He'll say, "I am your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that one durood you read on me, I put that durood, I paid you back with it today." So valuable is durood sharif. But unfortunately, today and Friday is a special day of reading durood. Each one ask ourselves, did I even read one durood today? This whole week that passed, did I even read one durood? I'm very busy counting how lot business I made 24th December, how lot business I made yesterday, all that we counting up, and we noting and we rechecking and rechecking. But the greatest of returns, investments, the durood. How many of us read even one durood? Durood is a very great ibadah. And it is it comes in the hadith that al-bakhilu إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ. A stingy person, miserly person, is that person that my name is taken in front of him and he still doesn't read durood. As I'm talking now, while khutbah is carrying on, we are not allowed to read durood. In our hearts we can read. But now, how many of us are reading durood also? We're hearing the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a stingy person that hears my name and still he does not read durood. And the word stingy, ulama have written, couldn't be used in a better place than as it has been used in this hadith. And there is a Urdu proverb, Makki Chus, a person who was so stingy that he sucked the fly also. And a proverb is not thought about. Something happens and a proverb comes about. A person was eating his soup curry and a fly fell in the soup curry. Then the fly started flying out again. He caught the fly and sucking the fly. That you can go, I don't need you. But that soup which is on you, how little soup. And a fly, such a dirty insect. But he's sucking it just for that little. How stingy is that person? A person who doesn't read durood sharif, wallah, is even more stingy than that person. One old couple, all the children got married, had left. So one, the husband should make his wuzu, go for Isha namaz, and then he should put off the lamp. In the old day, the olden days, the little wick, the lamp burning with the oil, he should put it off, because the old lady also finished make wuzu, she only has to make namaz. Why waste that little wick? How much will burn? How much oil will burn? One day From halfway he came back again. He knocked on the door and he told her, "Don't open the door. Today I forgot to put off the lamp. I just came to remind you." She said, "We married 60, 70 years. You trained me so well. You forgot I put it off. You so worried of that little wig and that paraffin or oil that burned. But from halfway you had to walk back. The sole of your shoes that got worn out, what about that? You're not worried about that?" He said, "I took care of it. At that point I took out my sandals and put them under my armpit. And when I go back there, I will wear them again." Then she said, "You told me not to open the door. Why you said I mustn't open the door?" He said that the hinges will get worn out so much. How much the hinges going to get worn out if you open it once? So, but more stingy, wallah, than that person also is the person who hears the great and honorable name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does not send durood. And the saddest part, how many of us think I'm a good Muslim, but we don't send one durood also. If we can't appreciate, we can't say, and our durood has got four meanings. It is dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is to say jazakallah, that Allah raises the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to declare our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we can't do that, and yet we regard ourselves as very good Muslims, which may Allah give us tawfiq, everyone in our hearts now, determine every day how many duruds I'm going to send. 10 times a day, 25 times, 50 times a day, but every day let us determine and send durood. It is a very great business, no investment, returns are very great and forever the returns. May Allah give us all tawfiq to read durood sharif continuously with great love and with great feeling and enthusiasm. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma.